Yeah. Hello.
This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City. It's the Dirk McCallum Show.
My name is Red Hood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Stiffy Challenge Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkfoot, along with Johnny. Tonight, we have some news about Facebook. Facebook is attempting to, take on fake news, which could either be very good or very bad, depending on how you look at it. Well, I guess we know how Facebook is handling all this fake news that's being out there by taking action. That's for sure.
Okay.
Johnny, what do you think about this?
Yeah. Let me try thinking. See, they're trying trying to reduce all the misinformation out there.
Oh yeah, I say it's good on Facebook for stepping up. As much as people who have different opinions wouldn't be
happy about.
Well, yeah, they're not going to be happy about. But someone has to keep fake and everything else straight.
Somebody has to dispel fact from fiction.
Oh yeah. And everyone gets upset that Facebook is censoring. Well, if people didn't post links to things that probably weren't exactly true, wouldn't necessarily be here.
Yeah, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Yep, because Facebook isn't going to just say, hey, we're going to start putting into question.
It's like, hey, go nuts.
I think there's a lot that has to be said for a company which ends up being for a company to step up, even when it's not necessarily their call to step up and prevent this from happening. And people tend to think, oh, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Well, if it wasn't for Facebook stepping up and saying, hey, this isn't cool.
It doesn't sound like they'll be blocked.
Yeah.
Sounds like they'll just be pushed way, way, mm-hmm. way down on newsfeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people will complain about it, but there has to be some control over this whole fake news outbreak. Because so far, there's so much fake news, it takes away from quite a bit of it, from a lot. When people only want to enjoy being on social media without being drowned upon fake news, fake stories, kind of becomes an issue.
It's somehow, some way, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. And knowing that people will look at it and go, is this fake? What is this?
Is this real or is this fake?
Yeah. I think this shows how far people are willing to go to prevent fake news and fake topics being put about when, in fact, it may not be needed or wanted by people. Because most people don't want to have to think about, is this going to be fake news? Or is this going to be something that is, the truth? No one really knows until it's too late. Which is rather unfortunate. Especially when people don't want to hear fake news. People don't want to hear and have stressors of, hey, do we have to look into the authenticity of news stories? Because that's what's happening. These people don't know what they're getting into with this whole fake news drama, when people are going, how is this, why are you bringing up fake news when there's so much truth that is put out there? But you have to wean through the truth through all the fake news mess that's put out there too. And how does that work as well? Because it really doesn't work. What do you think, Johnny?
It's like, to find truth, you gotta wade through all the BS.
Mm-hmm.
For lack of a better word.
Oh, yeah.
All
the BS, it shows how far people are willing to pursue this, too. Because if people are willing to get upset over someone saying, well, this isn't right, then there's a problem.
It's like if it goes against your beliefs, like, it's automatically fake news.
Mm-hmm. Even and I'm sure the real news stories that are actually put out there that are the truth doesn't get put out there because people don't want to trust what they read. And that's unfortunate too. Because most people should be willing to say, hey, why is this going on? But this isn't the way to do it. At best. And the more people should be much more willing to question. Yes, people could question authenticity, but if it's not coming from a trusted site and people aren't exactly seeing, the real news, then how is the news going to get put out there and be believed?
It's like all the news, it's actually like they have their own little side to them.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on who you watch.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, Facebook has had a crackdown on people posting fake news from third-party sites, which is true. And it's sad. When you think about it, because how could you, they have to crack down all because they feel.
Because somebody's opinion.
Mhm.
Somebody's opinion, like, takes steam.
Mhm. Which doesn't help anyone when it's like, oh, your opinion doesn't matter, but someone else matters more. No, actually, how about listen to what's being put out there and do your research and being able to read the articles that are put out there. Yeah.
Only what's best for you. Now, like, be like, have like, this is the end all be all on one side.
Right, because it isn't always the truth. And with the posts are on Facebook, how does one just think, yeah, this person, it makes a lot of sense, what's going on?
It's like, oh, like, this person is more popular. Let's listen to what they have to say.
Right. And then there's sites that actually are fact-checking that get put so far down that are not even thought about just because people choose to think that one side is right, when in fact there's no sides, when there's questions on both sides. And not necessarily do third-party sites always get it right. There has to be a point of fact-checking. There has to be a point of being able to say, hey, where are these people posting from? Okay, people are posting a third-party site, but is this news actually real, or is it prop, or is it fake news trying to sway people to believe one thing or another? Or believing that,
right,
a group.
And people actually, The Onion.
Uh-huh.
They think, like, oh, this is real, but really, it's just a satire.
Yeah. And also, there's other sites, just like The Onion, and going, hey, Joe, any famous celebrity, they're moving to a unknown place.
Celebrity X is moving to Saskatchewan.
Right. And, well, in fact, They're not. When in fact, they're probably not gonna want it. They're probably not a legit source of media. As well
as they could just be getting your clicks.
And the fact that people just, it's like, oh yes, this is real.
It's like, okay, I believe that.
And it goes a lot with more political views, and that's why people are, and apparently people are getting upset because sites are now, preventing political topics from their monitoring those topics. It comes with the territory.
It seems like some people go on to Facebook just like complain.
Right.
We're getting off topic here.
Right.
I can see them, like, reducing the harmful content, like, the anti-vaccine.
Yeah. And harmful topics could be topics that could be dangerous, could be any kind of topics that could harm a group of people or...
like, harm the general population.
Yeah. And also spread misinformation, which could lead to a lot of issues down the line of, well, now there's measles outbreaks. Well,
there's
what could
measles
be the
outbreaks
cause
running rampant right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And clearly it's going on. It's not known. So this shows that if someone was able to say, hey, maybe this isn't 100% right. Maybe there will be less problems too. Because it could ultimately mean that there's so much... so there could be so many discrepancies, and no one would really know, too.
It's like, how do you exactly know, like, what news is real on Facebook and what's not?
Right. And for Facebook to just step up...
just to give us, like, more information.
Yeah. It makes me question, going, okay, so people are meant to trust Facebook. Yes, it's great to be able to trust, to actually trust what's actually going on. It's another to just think, hey, yeah, maybe there's a problem here.
Yeah.
Or, hey, maybe something's going
on. Hey, like, something's not right here.
Right. Which makes me wonder how far are people to go as it relates to a that could just relate to people just trying to figure out what news is actually real or not real. at that. Because who knows? Unless you actually are willing to figure it out, what's actually, how it actually works.
Like, it needs to be something like, something to do your research on.
Yeah, before you just jump.
It's like a 30-second paragraph.
Right.
Based off somebody's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which means, how can one just accept this from just going on? Because there's a problem. When no one wants to hear out or understand what's actually going on. Because I think more and more people should be aware of, okay, how could people just I think there needs to be more a reasonable expectations for people as well. It can't
just
be
need
a,
more resources.
Yeah. And more resources the better at this point. Which means if more people are willing to understand what could be, what's going on, the better it's going to be for the long haul. Because how could one just expect people to just agree or disagree when, in fact, there's so much more that people don't understand and don't want to understand. And also could be judgmental and saying, oh, because this is totally...
I disagree.
Right.
This is wrong.
Right. And just because you disagree doesn't mean it's necessarily... doesn't mean that it's actually right. And how could people just say blindly disagree? Or blindly agree
only because you think it just sounds good to you.
Right. And just putting it out there, isn't it a bit, what's the word, daunting? Just to be going, okay, so it's like, so you just want to keep it up at, people could make the choice to either support, could either look into this kind of all information that's provided, or they just go blinding the blind not necessarily is this going to help people in the long haul. And before we get going, since
it would switch this conversation a little long, but that's okay.
Just want to make mention, there's an actual new Netflix special that is going to be released on corporate disabilities and LGBTQ, which is amazing. And definitely keep an eye out for that, too. Because it's a big deal for, how do you feel about it since we have
I think it's great. Like, I think it's great.
It should be, I definitely want to check it out since there's so much that this series is going to break a lot of barriers, too. And a lot of the stigma attached. Because there's a lot of people who aren't exactly being represented fairly. So,
exactly.
This is a huge deal.
I mean, these communities are being marginalized just because they're different.
Yeah.
It's okay to be different.
Yeah. And this will ultimately show a lot of people that it's okay. And it's okay to be who you are without being looked down upon. And just be you and be happy with who you are.
Hey, you've got to be that ray of light.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't worry what other people think.
Yeah. Because more and more people will start to see how much everyone matters and how much this is ultimately going to be it's definitely going to be a change. And this is going to make a major impact. Because the more that this gets out there, the better things are going to be. Because who knows what's going to go on with this? And who knows where this is going to take us with progress? And I can't wait to see where it goes. This is going to be pretty big. It's going to be a very big deal. And it's going to come back.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, full circle. And on that note, we'll be back Wednesday with a whole new episode. There might be a little bit of Kim K discussion about potential, where she's potentially going to be a lawyer. We'll see where that goes. And discussion of how Autism Awareness Month and the disguise of the importance of Autism Awareness Month, and also the increase of autism in New Jersey, which has been reported by the CDC, has come out. And I guess we'll see you Wednesday. Yeah, well, see you Wednesday. Bye.
Hey, everybody.